Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
I'm almost here. Good evening and welcome everybody to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I'm your host, Nick Humphries. I'm trying to calm myself down. The house has just been ransacked. It's our little daughter has lost our car keys, so everybody's just looking around. So if you hear lots of rustles and taps and bangs in the background, then I apologise. It's so if anybody wants to nick a car, no, I'm joking. Yes, welcome to the show. Obviously, I will be doing readings this evening, as always, as I'd love to do. The numbers that you need to call for the US, it's 760-283-4611. For the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. Please be aware that you will need to have the bill payer's permission to use the phone, as it is a chargeable call if you're in the UK. Or, alternatively, you can go to Blog Talk, well, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Basically, that's it, really. So what have I been up to over the last week or so? Well, I've been pretty hectic. My tour started on Saturday in Cardiff at the Maldron Hotel, and thank you to everybody that came along. It was a fantastic evening. It was very intimate. It was a very intimate evening, but it was meant to be, because the emotion that came through that evening was fantastic, phenomenal, really. It was just absolutely brilliant. And the people that were there that were lovely. Do you know, it's always funny how things happen for a reason. It really is. It's... we had a guy turn up, an Indian guy turn up, and he asked, you know, what time the show was starting. He only flown in from India a couple of days prior with his family to take his daughter to the university to show him, show him around and have a look. But he was quite interested actually in what I was doing. So he came in, and such a nice gentleman. He himself received a reading from the spirit world, some guidance, and we then actually met up the day after, and we had a very, very good chat. It was just really nice. It was so nice. The people that we meet doing these shows. I mean, Reading this week on Saturday, that's at the Holiday Inn Hotel. I'm just looking at my notes. The Holiday Inn Hotel in Reading. It's Reading South, by the way. If you are interested in coming, you could buy tickets through my website at www.nick-humphries.com. Or you can actually buy tickets through my international page on Facebook. It's International Medium Nick Humphries. And can we go to a track? Let's go to some music, if we can. And I'll come back. So I just need to raise my energies a little bit here. So I'll do some readings just after we go to some music.
Not
I needed. A bit of Bob Marley. Just to chill and relax me, just that little bit more. And what a man, hey? What a man. If only he was here still with us today, the fantastic words that gentleman would come out with now to inspire us all, I feel. So, let me just continue quickly with the weekend, because it was such a great night, and one that I truly wish that more people would share with me. We had a lot going on that evening. And we had, oops, my mobile dying, there you go, that's a signal, we had a gentleman come forward that really, really wanted to not only talk, but on this occasion he didn't because of the way that he was, but he wanted to have contact with his wife still here on the earth plane. It was a magical moment. Now, obviously, I was in a trance mode. So, I was being helped along with what was going on by my wife that was there to help run the show. And basically, there was, from what I understand, there was an embrace between this lady and her husband that still is in the spirit world. And apparently, it was an emotional event that not just this lady felt, but everybody else in the room felt. It was truly magical. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that this would happen to every show. It would be nice because it was good. And again, I thank you to everybody that came that evening, and thank you to the staff in the hotel also to put up with me rushing around, not bossing them, but you know, trying to get stuff into place. But it was a good night, and so if you can come along, go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, and buy a ticket to come and see me at one of my many, many events, Reading, I'm doing Prestatyn, Gloucester, and so on. It's all there on the events page. And again, also you can go to my International Medium page and just look at the events there, and even just, if you like my page, I'll actually friend request you through that, and then you can join in on the fun. And then on other news, I was contacted by a friend, shall we say, and the idea. Now I do paranormal investigations. I in fact over the last few years organised my own, but not many, just you know, one or two private functions, and then a couple of other public functions. But I was approached by this person, this friend, to see if I was interested in actually starting up another group, which we have. And we have our first event. Well, it won't be because we'll be booking another one. But we do have an event booked for next year at Skewyd Mountain Inn in Abergavenny here in Wales. Again, you can go to the events page on my website. I don't need to say that again. But it's the group is called Midnight Paranormal Group. Okay, Midnight Paranormal Group. You can look us up on Facebook. The website will be released or issued out soon. Work has commenced on it. But it's, you know, it's a good private functions and so on. But if you've ever been on one, if you ever wanted to go on, please do. They are so good. You can tell that I'm actually quite relax now and lay back because I'm just at one with myself and my surroundings. And I'm actually stroking my doggy with my foot, which he's loving, actually. Our dog Taro. Now, not as in tarot cards, but Taro, T-A-R-O. And he's a crossbow mastiff Rottweiler, but he's a softie and he's lovely. So, so these numbers again, for the US, 760-283-4611. For the UK, which is a chargeable call, is 001-760-283-4611. Or you can go to Blog Talk, okay, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So if you want to call, let me have a look at the chat room because the chat room is shut down. So, yeah, Let's say hello to a few people in the chat room. Rihanna, hello. Bryn, I believe you're waiting to come on and have a reading. Bear with me 2 minutes, okay? Just a few hellos. And then we have Christine, Spiritual Journeys Radio. Hello, Christine, my honey. How are you? And everybody else that's there, Wildflower Wind? And all the other guests that haven't actually put a name. So, but welcome to the chat room. And hi, Nick, and blessings. Yeah, blessings to you. Bryn says no rush. Oh, don't say that, mate. I'll go and have a cup of tea in a minute. No, I won't keep it for too long. It's just important that I get to be in the right frame of mind in order to actually... can you put a scotch in it, please? I've just been asked if I want a drink. Scotch on the rocks, please. No, I don't drink. But it's important for me to feel that I'm in the right frame of mind, that my energy is at the right level, in order for me to give you the best, okay? Because I don't, you know... lots of people asking now for a scotch. So, you know, it's a scotch and amaretto. Okay, that's nice. So, you know, I just need to be in this right frame of mind, because, as I say, I want to give you the best, okay? And that's how I work. So until I feel I'm ready and my chakras are balanced, then I'll go ahead. So, do you know, I have to say, I love my job, okay? Because it does bring us all varieties of life in, you know, many forms, okay? And the things that it brings us as well. But we really, truly have to believe in what it's going to give us, okay? We put out these thoughts, and, you know, we put out these thoughts about stuff that we need, or, you know, we want to be at, or I want to be this type of person, you know. But we have to actually think about it positively and not negatively, you know, because if we do that, we're just going to get the negative back. We don't want that in our lives, okay? We really don't want that in our lives. So the interesting thing about, this is what I was going to say, the interesting thing, and that I was quite nervous about this as well. At the end of the show, I was obviously being asked lots of questions, and people asking me stuff about their readings that they had and so on. And this one lady, she was, I'll say, a teenager. She was a teenager. She said, "So you actually believe in God?" And I said, "Sorry, what do you mean?" She said, "Do you actually believe that there is a person, God, you know, called God?" I said, "No, God, dear, is something that you perceive to be, okay? Whatever you perceive God to be, that's what it is for you." And I was so nervous, because I was aware that I had this Indian man sitting in the audience, and he was listening intently at what I was saying. And so she said, "Well, what do you think God is then?" And I said, "To me, God is a source of energy, a source of energy that we come from and go back to. And that source of energy is what I call unconditional love." And she looked at me and she went, "Oh, yeah, right, I understand. Yeah." And I said, "And if everybody could think the same way, you know, yes, we can all have many names for God, you know, Allah and Buddha and all these different names, you know, but if we could all see past the names and see God as an unconditional source of love, okay, the world would be such a better place." And in the corner of my eye, I saw this Asian man smiling, beaming from ear to ear. And he was just nodding at me. And I was like, "Oh, I hope I've made the right impression." But he came over and he shook my hand and he said, "We are all on the same wavelength." And we spoke about many different things the day after, which was fantastic. I got an A+. We spoke about many different things. And it's leading to many different things as well. I'm not going to go into it, because I don't like putting things on things, but it's exciting, and you know, it's great. It really is. So obviously, I'm Nick Humphreys, okay? I'm your medium for this evening. This is my show, the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. However, whilst we do have Christine in the chat room, okay, let me tell you this, okay, that every Sunday, now, it's 10 p.m. UK time, okay, GMT time. I am a guest, okay, at the Psychic Roundtable, which is produced and loved by Christine from Spiritual Journey Radio, okay? Fantastic lady, okay? And one that is full of light and colour, okay? And laughter, lots of laughter. So I'm more than a guest. Oh, sweetheart, thank you. And it's a really great show, okay? It differs to my show. Yes, I have guests on. I've got a guest coming up in a couple of weeks' time. But it's a different type of show because not only do you have myself giving readings and Christine giving readings, but you have other mediums come on. So you could have a reading by about four different mediums, or I say mediums or psychics or different ways of reading. You know, someone might actually do cards, someone might do, you know, something else. You know, it's something interesting. But listening, cause it's a great show, okay? And obviously, if you're a friend of me on Facebook, which I fully expect you to be by the end of this evening, then you can actually, obviously, Christine will post stuff and you'll see that, okay? And I will share it, as I always do. And if I don't, I'm sure Christine will remind me to share it. So it's a great show, just like my show. It's a fantastic show. But at the end of the day, I love my job. I love my job and I love the people that it brings into my life. So, you want to hear me read? Read what? And somebody mentioned about a dog. Now, I don't know where my poem is about a dog, but there's a fantastic poem about animals. But I'll dig it out for next week if you're listening. So, I have got that sound effect here, but I can't find it because it's my laptop's just going a bit bizarre. So what we're going to do, okay, we are going to open the telephone lines. I know Bryn is just champing it a bit to have a reading. I know he says, no problem, no hurry. Okay, so we're going to go to Bryn now, and we'll have another caller after, and we'll go to a bit more music and so on. So, but this is going to be a chill out evening, I feel it. So Bryn, are you there?
Hey, Nick, how are you?
You?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can.
Yeah. I love your choice of the music with the artist you had on
Marley.
Yeah, he's a great man. Great, beautiful, soulful music. I agree. Yeah. But I can't hear you too well. Could you say something?
I said a great man to be inspired by.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so my question is, in the recent past, I had two soul retrieval sessions with a shamanic practitioner, and I believe it opened up some doors of awareness that were probably needing to be retrieved, because I do feel a difference in, like, I want to say perceptions also my body in terms of my spine and my neck. For some reason, it's like looser or freer. And I just want to know what your guides pick up about, like, what happened or what is affected by these soul retrievals that I had.
Okay. Right, let me see. I'm actually working differently tonight, okay? Normally,
yeah.
I walk around and pace up and down to build up the energy, but tonight I'm having a relaxed night. I'm sitting back, relaxed, okay? But
okay.
As I sit back and relax and hear you talking, I have in front of me here a Native American, okay?
Wow, yeah.
Now, I know you, obviously you said shamanic, but
right.
I do have here, and he's cloaked in a heavy-looking blanket, okay?
Wow.
And he's got black straight hair, and he has one feather. Okay. Now, thank you. And he's telling me that this soul retrieval. Okay. I don't actually know that much about soul retrieval. It sounds quite interesting. But he's telling me.
I can explain a little bit if you want or not.
We'll see how we go for time.
Yeah.
But he's talking about the fact that actually there was a scenario or a situation where you were slightly, not unconscious, but your awareness was at a certain state where you did actually leave your body a little bit. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Whilst, now I know this is what he's talking about, because this happens to me as well. But whilst we are disconnected or out of our vessel, our body, he's talking about the fact that actually our body is then, let's just say it's limp, okay?
Right,
and
right.
Goes back into its natural form, okay? So it goes back to the situation where it should be. So the spine sort of is more relaxed, your skull is more relaxed, your neck is relaxed, your arms, your fingers, all the bones in your body are more relaxed. Because
right.
even when we're asleep, unless we're a child, okay, even when we're asleep, we have a certain amount of tension within our body.
Sure.
Okay? So he's telling me that this is what's happened, but also he's talking to me about, now I know this as well, okay, but he's talking to me about sweat lodges. Do you understand the sweat lodge?
I've been in several of them, yeah, in the past.
Okay. Right, so he's talking to me about sweat lodges and that this is something that you either do or should be doing, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you. But the soul retrieval is about going back into yourself. I'm only going by what he's telling me, okay?
Sure.
But he's talking about the fact that we're going back into our original, you know, the source of our soul.
Right.
And rekindling its life, its memories, its genetics, that sort of thing. Do you understand what he means?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what? Thank you. What he's talking to me about is that he wants you to go back into a sweat lodge. Now I've only been in one, and I'm due to go in one at the end of the month, which I'm looking forward to.
Uh-huh.
But he wants you to be there. But try and find a more traditional one, okay?
Well, yeah, where, that's the only one I would go for, yeah.
Right, okay. Because he's talking about the fact that actually you're going to have a higher, a more in-depth and a higher experience with this, okay?
Okay.
I've got somebody else here for you as well. But he's just talking about the fact that actually this person, now he's not giving me his name, right. There's something. Is a. Do you understand, or do you know your spirit guides?
Well, I've known. I've had like Native American guides. I've heard that before. You know, so I'm not surprised. But I know there's. I think there's a woman, a grandmother woman, Native American called White Raven. White Raven, I feel is the name.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Right, because this is I'm feeling definitely a gentleman, okay, by his appearance, okay?
Right.
And he's showing me, in my mind's eye, okay, he's showing me a picture of a black bear, okay? A black
right.
bear. Okay, thank you. And he's telling me that this would be his name, Great Black Bear, or something like
Great
that,
Black.
Okay?
Okay,
So, but he's going to be there with you, okay? When
okay.
you go to your... You need to go to another sweat lodge, and you're going to hear him talk to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to help you as much as possible about this soul retrieval, because I don't know a lot about it, but I'm asking him a bit more. But while I'm asking, okay, I've got a lady coming forward, and she's telling me that she's mum in spirit. Do you understand this?
Yeah, there's a grandmother in spirit.
Okay, so
yeah.
would it be possible? This lady would be then grandmother and mum's side, because she's talking about
right.
mother.
Right, exactly,
okay.
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right, okay. Right, and she's talking to me about the fact that you need to be following your pathway, because you've diverted from it several times. You understand this?
Right, that's true, yeah.
Okay. Right. Right, but you've always felt like you've been destined to do something, she's telling me. Do you understand this as well?
Right. Yep.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. So now is the time that you need to be doing this. Okay. You need to be doing this now. You need to get back onto this path. She's not telling me what it's about. Right. I'm being told it's a spiritual journey, but you keep going away from it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Since the soul retrieval, though, I felt more connected. You know, because I feel like, and I'm sure. When I go to the sweat lodge, it'll help even more, because I've been dealing with ungroundedness and feeling like almost like a soul loss pretty much all my life, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what the soul retrieval addresses, you know. And things like, you know, sweat lodge as well, yeah.
Yep. Yep, okay. I'm just asking if she's got anything else to say. Give me a bit more, sweetheart. Right. Okay. She's talking about dad, okay? So
yeah, dad's on the other side. Yeah.
Let me explain what I can see, okay? Because she's talking about dad, and as she's talking about dad, a rather tall gentleman's coming forward. Do you understand that? He looks quite...
That's him.
Okay. Right, okay, thank you. But although he looks quite thin, he was actually quite a strong man as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah, he was very thin, but he had a strength to him. Yep,
yeah.
You're exactly right. Yep.
Okay. Wow. Do you know when I link to his essence and your grandmother's essence, I feel very earthy with them. So either I don't know if he worked the land or if he was just like a free spirit, a free will sort of thing.
He was a free spirit, but his ancestry was in farming, farming people. He comes from the Midwest, farming, you know, people on farms. So.
Okay, that makes sense because I was going to say farming, but I turned and said, you know, what is that? And he said, I'm very earthy. That's how I was, you know. And again, I want to say very spiritual with this gentleman as well. Very gentle. Right. Okay. Right. This is a bit strange. I say strange, okay, it's fantastic. He's talking about meeting you, okay? Meeting you. This is not me saying that you're going to pass the spirit, not at all, okay? He's talking about meeting you on a level, okay? He's going to meet you on a spiritual level, okay? Thank you. He's talking to me that you're actually, or he's going to actually help you along your pathway. Thank you. Right. Okay. This is really bizarre. Because the Native American man has now just said to me, yes, he is going to be with me. Okay. So it's like they're going to be working in unison. So you have to take what spirit is saying. Okay.
I'm hearing it.
It's like your father is going to come and like help you, come and work with you. And when you get to that level, he's going to meet you and talk to you spiritually. And the Native American is actually going to help this to happen. It's quite remarkable. Okay. Thank you. Right. He's just said to me about August, that there was a birthday in August. Do you understand?
Yeah, he is August 9th. My dad, August 9th.
Right. Cause he said, yeah, we've just missed it, basically. It's in August.
Right.
Okay. Right, thank you. Right, and he also just said to me there was an anniversary in June. You understand this as well?
I think there was, and there's also my sister's birthday, June, but I think there was a recent anniversary of my mother and father, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I say anniversary, it could be anything between, you know, from a birth, death, marriage, you know, anything like that, birthday, you know, that sort of stuff. So, yeah, that's great. He's just giving me final evidence of who he actually is and that he
exactly.
is actually...
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. He's showing me a rather long shovel or spade. He's telling me that it's time for you to get digging. Okay? I don't know if that makes sense.
Probably dig inside, like maybe as a symbolic digging more.
It could be more symbolic. Okay. Right, okay. But when he's giving me the digging, he's also talking about trees. He's talking about trees.
Yes, I feel very close to trees. Yes, spirituality of trees, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, okay, right, I understand what he's talking about now, because he's just said to me about trees, that yes, you've got a fascination with trees, but he's talking about looking and working with your roots. So he's talking about going, okay, because he's telling me there's a family tradition. If you look back in the family, there's a family tradition of something, not the farming, okay, there's something else. Do you understand what that is?
Well, his father was a doctor, a heart specialist. Now, I'm in the health field. I do foot reflexology, massage, and Reiki energy healing. So I don't know if that's the tradition. His father was a well-known heart specialist in the Midwest.
Okay. I don't. I'll be honest, I don't feel it's to do with the heart. I feel it's to do with more spiritual path.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling, okay?
Yeah.
Right, thank you. Right, the Native Americans just stepped forward and said to me, soul retrieval is about reconnectivity, okay?
Right.
And a truer understanding of our person. That's what he's just said to me. So I'm gonna leave it there for you, if that's okay.
All right. So I need to find a good sweat lodge.
Yeah.
Tradition.
Yeah, I'll tell you. If you find a good one, let me know where it is, because I'm coming over to America next year.
Well, that'd be good. I'd love to meet you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if anybody out there that is listening that really does want me to come out there, can you email me or message me where you are? Because then I know what areas to go for. So just to let you know.
Okay.
But thank you for your call, and I really do hope it helps.
Oh, that was amazing, Nick. Thank you.
But,
yeah.
If you're not a friend of mine on Facebook, then you should be.
Contact.
So I'd love to talk outside of the session, so yeah, it'd be great. But thank you very much.
And
if you want to listen to the reading again, obviously go back to the archives of Mike Spirit
FM,
okay?
Exactly, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Do you know, we never have control. Well, we do. We have to be controlled, okay? Because we have to be careful about what comes through. But, you know, it's amazing what we get through. You know, and I say this when I'm on Christine's show as well. It's always amazing. So I'm just looking at what's going on in the chat room. Hi, Mystique, and welcome to my show, and thanks for listening. So, do you know, I was talking about the Midnight Paranormal group. Well, actually, the lovely Mystique is part of that group. So there you go, just to let you know. So, right, if you hear, it's my mobile going off because I'm getting messages or people putting stuff on Facebook, which is great. So let's go to the next caller. Let's see what happens. I'm working differently tonight. I'm more relaxed. Not that I'm not relaxed anyway. I'm very chilled. But let's go to the next caller. Let's get Debbie online. Let's see how we can... Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, I'm Debbie. How are you?
Very well, Debbie. And whereabouts are you calling from?
California, Royal Grande.
Oh, Royal Grande. Okay, very good.
Very pretty. I live up in the mountains, and I'm close to the beach. I have a view of the ocean from my house.
Wow. Okay. Well, like I said, if you didn't listen to before, I'm planning on coming over to the States next year. If you guys in the States want me to come over, then you need to get me over there some way, okay? And I'll be more than happy to come and visit.
Oh, that would be lovely. That would be lovely.
So how can I help you this evening, Debbie?
I wonder if anyone comes through for you.
Well, I want to know if anyone comes through for me at all, that you...
On the other side.
On the other side.
Hey, would it be for you or for the person that's talking to you?
Well, my dad, can I tell him? Can I tell him?
Don't tell me who.
It's for me.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let me just see. Let me see what happens. Let me see what I get. Okay. Can you open the doorway for me? Okay. Thank you. Right. 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 I know you're waiting for somebody particular to come through, okay? They're not here just yet. But what I have got here, okay, who I've got here is a lady that's in the spirit world, okay, connected for you. And she's talking to me about grandmother. And she's telling me she's been over for quite a while. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. She just said to me, it's been a while. Okay, so she's she's a lovely lady, okay. Right, thank you. But she didn't I have to say this, okay? She didn't mince her words. She, you know, she, if she wanted to say something, she would say it. You'd understand this with her.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't quite hear that. Could you repeat that?
She's just telling me that actually, you know, she is a lady of her word. She would speak her mind. You'd understand this.
Yes, I would, from my grandmother, yes.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say anything to you?
Don't feed the medium, okay?
Well, what? I just wanted to say one thing, but I want to say this, because my father died 3 months ago, and I'm very sad, and I wondered if you could hear my father talking to me at all.
Yeah, okay, sweetheart. Just let me work with this, because the energies are building, okay?
Okay.
Now, It's very difficult, okay, because I know that when we have listeners, obviously a radio station, or we're doing live shows, and people say certain things, it then sometimes be construed that, you know, we're just saying it because you've already given information. However, okay, your grandmother here is telling me about a situation around you where it has been quite upsetting, okay? So, and obviously we now know that this is to do with the passing of your father, okay? Right, okay, thank you. Would your father have worn glasses at some stage in his life? Because I'm seeing a gentleman coming through with glasses.
Yes, he wore glasses. He was in the World War II. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes, he did wear glasses.
Okay. Just from now on, yes and no, okay?
Okay.
Just yes. I know it's hard because people can be quite eager, okay? Right. So he's actually a smart-dressed man, a uniform
yes.
man. Okay, obviously I'm saying this because now you told me that he was in the World War, okay? Right. But you'd also, you just told me he followed his grandfather's footsteps. You'd understand this as well?
Yes.
Right. Sweetheart, he's showing me a photograph, okay? Now, I believe this photograph, from what he's showing me, is that is part of to do with what he did in the force or in the army, okay, or in the World War.
Right.
I'm seeing a plane and a crew members, okay? So would you understand that there was a connection with the US Air Force or some sort? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. Because he's got his arms around companions, okay? Right, thank you. And he's just talking to me about his companions. Some are still here on the airplane, and some are passed over, and actually he's joined forces with them back in the spirit world, okay?
Yes.
This is a fond memory for him as well, okay? Because it was part of his life that he loved, okay? He has talked about that he did see and do all horrific things, okay, during the war period, okay?
Yes.
Right, okay. Say again?
You want me to talk?
No.
I'm just in a minute, okay. Right, give me a bit more then. Right, he's just talking about you for a second, okay? Because he's talking about the fact that now, he's given me the words to let go. Now, he's not talking about him, okay? But he's talking about another situation that's around you where you need to let go of. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And this has been going on for quite some time as well. Now, I'm feeling a period of over 2 to 3 years that this has been going on. Would you understand this?
No.
Let me see what he means.
Oh, well, something that...
He's telling me there's been a situation going on for quite some time around you. Not a father, but something else, okay? And it's been quite upsetting, as well as obviously your father passing over. Would you understand what he means?
Yes.
Okay, but he's talking about the fact that it's also been going on for quite some time, and he's given me the bracket of 2 to 3. Now this could be either 2 to 3 months or 2 to 3 years. Okay, so you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, but he's telling me that you need to let go. It's almost like just forget it and move on. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. Mum's still here on the airplane. You understand this, yes?
What?
You're, it, hang on, I just want confirmation. She's talking about mum now, okay? So your mother, okay? Okay? So
yes.
Your mother's still here on the earth plane?
No.
Okay, right. She's talking about mother. So it could be just saying to me, mother's here, okay? She just saying mother's here. So I'm taking that to be here on the earth plane, but I could be wrong, whereas she could be in the spirit world. Okay, thank you. Okay, give me a bit more. Would you understand, actually, let's talk a bit more now about mum, okay? And try and describe her. So would you understand mum would have passed over and would have carried a little bit of weight on her passing? Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, okay, thank you. And he's also talking about the fact that the swelling or the weight was part of a condition. You'd understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right, thank you. He's giving me a couple of things here. He's just saying to me that you need to it's almost like he's giving you permission to let go of certain items that you still hold. Do you understand what he means by this?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's giving you permission that you can let go of these items. Okay? Right, okay, thank you. Give me a bit more. Right, okay, thank you. Right, just talking about mum as well. Mum coming forward as well now. And you'd understand that before she passed, she was in a bit of pain as well. Do you understand as well?
Yes.
Sweetheart, I need to tell you that actually she's been relieved of that pain now. She's in the spirit world, okay? Okay, thank you. Yeah, and she's not only met up with your father, okay, but she's met up with many people in the spirit world, friends included, and also relations. Okay, give me a bit more time. Right. Your father's talking to me about stars and stripes. And when I say stars and stripes, I do look at, and he's showing me the flag of the United States. But he's showing me it as the folded flag. Do you understand why he's showing me this?
Yes, the funeral.
Thank you. Because you still have possession of this. That's what he's telling me.
My brother. The first son, the oldest son has it. I'm the oldest daughter of 8 children. And the second born son, he has the flag now. They had a 21 gun salute.
Wow. The reason he's showing me this, okay, is because he's just making you more aware that somebody else's or you have this flag, okay? So obviously his son, your brother, has got this flag. Right, thank you. Right, okay. Right. He's quite a funny man, your father, okay? When I mean funny, I mean as in quite a joyful man. Because he's telling me... right, okay, thank you. He's telling me that actually after the funeral, there was quite a gathering. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Because he's telling me it was the best do that he'd ever been to, okay? And he finds this quite funny. And would you understand why he's given me an Irish connection here as well?
An Irish? He's half Irish. He's Irish and English.
Irish. Okay, because he's talking about the fact that the party and it was almost like a really good Irish shindig, that sort of thing, you know, a very good gathering.
Yes. Like a wake.
But he was almost like a more, not a depressing wake. It was just, you know, it was not somber or anything like that, but he sort of really enjoyed it. Thank you. He's telling me there was music there and stuff like that. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Like, because believe it or not, he was actually there partying. Okay. So if he's actually dancing. I can't believe it. He's actually dancing in front of me and he's spinning around on one leg with an arm in the air and he's telling me that actually there were people there dancing. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. You're mad. Okay. absolutely adorable. Okay.
Well, I miss my dad. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk. Okay.
No, you could talk. Obviously, I know you miss your father. Okay, I would miss my father when, you know, if he passed over the spirit world. We do need to know that they live on. Okay, it's just another part of our journey. Right, thank you. Right, okay. He said he's been putting off stuff as well. You understand this?
He said what?
He's been putting off stuff.
He's putting off stuff?
You have been putting off stuff. You've been putting off from doing things. You understand this?
Yes, I have been. I've been kind of mourning and grieving.
So it's telling me that actually there's a pile of letters that you haven't opened for some time. You understand this as well?
Why?
There's a pile of mail, letters. We call them letters over here. I know you call them post, you know, letters, posts,
letters.
Mail. Yeah. He's telling me there's a stack of letters that you haven't opened. That's correct?
No, that's not true.
Okay. Give it to me again. Right. I have to give you a stack of letters that have been opened. Okay. Right. Okay. Sweetheart. Thank you. Right. Would you understand this? Okay. Show me a stack of letters that have been opened. Okay. And he's just given to me that they're love letters. Okay. And they would have been sent during the war, but they would have been sent and they haven't been opened. Okay.
Do you understand? Love letters from the war.
Quite possibly. I'm not. He's just saying there's a bunch of letters that haven't been opened. Okay.
Okay.
He wants you to have them. So you need to find out where these are.
Oh. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there, okay? Because your father is now sort of just drifting back into spirit world, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very, very much, and I hope some good things happen for you, and thank you very, very much.
It's a pleasure, sweetheart, but please take the love from your mum and your dad and your gran as well from the spirit world, and please know that they are around you all the time. They listen to you, and they will answer, okay, and they are very close to you, okay? They will never leave our sides. I know that for sure. Okay, sweetheart?
They would never leave what?
Our side.
Oh, okay, great.
But you need to let go a little bit, okay? You need to carry on with your life now, okay?
Yeah.
It's hard. Okay.
It's just a little sad.
Sad. It is sad.
Yeah.
But we should rejoice in the fact that they've gone home to the spirit world and they're with other loved ones. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
And also, come back and listen to the reading again if you wish to.
Okay? Oh, I will. I'll have another reading another day. And I just miss having him around. And He had 8 children, and he was a great man. But I'll have to accept it, and it's just been very hard.
If you want to listen to this reading again, okay, just go to the archives of spirit.fm, okay? And you can
listen to
it.
I'll look for his love letters.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
So, guys, just to let you know, before we go to the next track, okay, because we're going to go to another music track and a bit of a break, you know, I've set up on my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, there's a page there called, it's a downward drop, it's like churches and charities, and you'll see all the charities that I sponsor here in the UK. Now, I know a lot of you guys in the States, but this radio station is funded by myself, okay? I don't get paid for the readings or anything like that. It's funded by myself. So what I thought would be nice, and I know we do this on Spiritual Journey Radio as well, is that if you do feel, don't be pressed to it. I won't put you up against the wall or anything. But if you do feel the urge to donate, okay, for having a reading here, it will be graciously accepted, okay? And you can go to that site, my site, go to that page, and there's a Just Giving link. And you can choose whatever charity you want to give your dollar to, okay, or your 50 cent, it doesn't matter. Or if you're in the UK, your pounds, your 10 pounds, your 50 pounds, your 100 pounds, okay? And it just be nice. But I'm not holding you to it. Just for you to know that. It's just a nice idea, I thought. So I'm going to go back to the telephone lines in a moment. I'm going to go and have a break. I'm going to have a listen to some music. I can't remember the next track. But if it's the track I'm thinking of, listen to the words. Just listen to the words, okay? I think this is Spandau Ballet and Gold, okay? But listen to the words. And I heard this on the TV the other day. That's why it inspired me to put it on my radio show. But I heard it in a talk mode. So this guy was talking the words. And I never felt something so powerful. So listen to the words. It's a great track. And I'll speak to you in about 3 minutes' time. Love and light.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the trees are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, only the eternal way. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
Fantastic words, really, really are. I'm just being messaged at the moment, so okay. So if you're calling from the States, okay, can you give us your name Okay, we need to know your name, not just your area code. It'd be nice to obviously. I don't like calling people by area codes. It's so. I don't know. It's just not nice. Okay. So please give the producer your names when you call in. Okay. If you want the telephone numbers again, it's 760-283-4611 for the States. Okay. And it's 001-760-283-4611. That is a chargeable call. Okay. So if you are not the bill payers, I'm going mad. If you are not the bill payer, get a bill payer's permission. Okay. That's the best thing to do. So guys, obviously you've heard me talk about, making donations to the show. Okay. Via for the readings. Okay. Which is great. But also I'm seriously, I mean this, okay, to all my friends and family that are in the States, okay, if you want me to come out to the States, email me your destinations, okay, and what I can do for you out there, okay, so email me at info@nick-humphreys.com, okay, email obviously your details, your name, your address, whereabouts you are in the States, obviously that being your address, what it is you'd like me to do in your area. Would it be like a paranormal investigation? Would it be a show? Is it just a mind, body, spirit fair? Is it a TV appearance? Is it a radio appearance? Because I'm booking for next year. Okay. I can't wait for next year. It's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely mad. So, and if you are listening, just please, do it. I've got a cousin in Colorado. Hi, Tom. Sharon and family. So, not a problem. So I'm just talking to my producer as well. I'm deadly serious. Obviously, I'm coming over to the States next year, and I'm going to meet some fantastic people. Okay, really, really, I'm going to meet some fantastic people, and I just can't wait. I really can't. So let's go back to the telephone line, shall we? Let's see what happens once again. Actually, let's go back to the chat room first. Great, thank you. Right, so we're going to go back to the telephone lines. And I believe we have Maria online. Do we have Maria?
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Whereabouts are you calling from, Maria?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Wow, nice place. Not that I've been. I will next year, probably. Nice place. So how can I help you, or how can myself and the spirit world help you this evening?
I'm wondering if you can connect to anyone on the other side, especially my friend Michael, or my paternal grandmother, my friend Susan. I've had a lot of people go on me.
Okay. Let me just link, okay, and let me see what will come up. Now, we can't always guarantee, okay, that we're going to get the people that you are asking for or expecting to come forward, okay? Okay. Okay. Are you still there, Maru? Okay. Whilst I'm linking in, okay, I'm getting the impression of somebody, because I can't see them just yet. I can feel their essence coming towards me, but I feel it's a male essence. Now, thank you. I'm being given... right, thank you. This gentleman is just telling me, okay, that he would have passed it over in some sort of accident, okay? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you. He's telling me that there was an impact with this gentleman as well. You understand this?
There's two people like that.
Okay.
Can you be older or younger?
Okay. I want to go to the age of about 34 with this gentleman, okay? Do you understand this?
Not quite. One was younger than that, and one was about half that age, one was about twice that age.
Right, okay. But just keep the number 34, okay, at the moment, because it could be something else that he's talking about, okay?
Sure.
Right. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, right. He's telling me that this would have been a car incident. He was talking about that there was an impact with a car. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But what the interesting thing here as well, he's also giving me an impression of something to do with trains. Okay, would you understand that?
Trains.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if I'm picking up on two here, but I'm picking up on a gentleman. But he's talking about an automobile that there was an impact with. But for some reason, he's also talking about a train. Okay, thank you. He's talking about you, actually. He's talking about the fact that there's going to be a journey or a trip on a train. You'd understand this?
Oh, no, but I'd love to travel, so it's always good news.
Okay, so he's literally just talking, thank you. He's just talking about the fact that there is a train involvement here with you. Okay, okay, thank you. Right. Now, I believe this could be the friend, you said Michael, didn't you? Because he's given me M, and he looks very, he's got dark hair. Okay, you understand this with him?
Yes.
Okay, right. Okay. Right. Now, he's walking towards me, okay? He's just saying to me, tell her about the limp, okay? So did he walk funny? Was it something that he'd done? Because he's making, he wants me, it's almost like a bit of a joke. So it's like either he used to walk in a particular way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it wasn't a limp. He just sort of had a gait that he had, yeah.
Right, okay. Because what he's doing now, he's just giving me more stuff into the awareness, okay? Because he's standing here in front of me. Well, he's not. He's actually walking, and he's walking very funny, okay? But he's giving me ideas and information about who he is for you, okay? So you can actually link to that. Right, thank you. Right, okay. He's also giving me lots of books here, okay? He's talking about studying. So either he was studying before he passed, or this is something that you're doing at the moment. You understand this?
He was very well educated. He didn't read much. I just picked up a ton of books, I think, from someone else. So I'd love to read. That could be me.
Okay. We'll take that. That's fine. Because he's given me... Okay, right, thank you. Say again. Notice what? Okay. He's telling me to say to you, have you not noticed the sparkle? Have you not noticed the sparkle? Where's the sparkle? I'm asking him now, okay? Where's the sparkle? What are you doing talking about sparkle? What's that? Where's that then? Oh, okay. There's been a sparkle in your bedroom. You don't understand this?
Oh, there's been some strange things in my bedroom, but I didn't notice sparkle.
He's talking about a sparkle, like a flash of light or something like that, okay? Because he's saying, has she not noticed the sparkle? Okay, so I have to give that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, the light in my... I have a halogen lamp in my room, and it operates where you can adjust it completely to variate the light, and it dims on its own completely, and I turn it back up, and then it'll dim again, and then I turn it back up, and I have definitely noticed that. There's no sparkle, but if that's what he's talking about, yeah, I wondered about that.
Okay, it could be that, okay. But also, he's talking about something of his that you still got, okay? Would you understand this? Don't tell me what it is, because he's given me the item, so I want you to just confirm that you understand that you still got an item of his.
I'm not sure. I may. I probably do. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm just going to ask him just to give it to me actually physically. I want to see the physical thing, so I know it's the right thing. Right, okay, he's giving it to me. Okay. Would you understand the leather jacket? There's a leather jacket that links as well. He's talking about the fact that you still have a leather jacket.
He did have a leather jacket or two. I don't have it, but he did, yeah.
Okay. Because he's actually handing it over to me. Okay, thank you. Say again. Okay. I have to give it to you. He's talking again that you still have this jacket. There's something about this jacket, okay? So he's talking about the fact, obviously, you can accept that he used to wear a leather jacket, but he's talking about the fact that, okay, that you borrowed a leather jacket just to me, and you still have it. I don't think you realise.
Oh, no, if I do, I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Possible.
Maybe you should just think about this, okay? Think about what he's saying about his leather jackets. It's quite important for some reason. Okay, he's just... okay. Right. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. Would it be right then? Because he's talking to me about a boy's name, okay? Right, thank you. So, do you have a boy? Do you have a son?
No, I don't have any children.
Right, okay. Because he's talking about a boy, okay? And he's just talking to me about that. Right, okay. This is a bit far. Well, I don't know. It's not far fetched because it could be true. Okay, but he's talking to me about. He's talking to me about the fact that when you have a boy, okay, when you have that son, okay, or you have had a discussion with this Michael, okay, that you would call him Michael. Would that make sense?
That I'm
going to
have a son and I'll call him Michael?
I don't know. I'm only giving you the information that he's given me. He's talking to me about the fact that you've had when he was on the airplane, you had a discussion about kids, and that actually you would probably call your son Michael if you ever had a son. Would that make sense?
I do like the name, but no, I don't remember having that conversation with him. Mm-mm.
Okay. I have to give you everything that the spirit give you, okay? Because it'd be unfair of me to hold anything back, okay? So you have to keep this in mind, okay? Right, okay. Right. Okay, he's talking to me about the fact that actually you've been, and his words are scooting around. You've been scooting around. So you've been going here, there, and everywhere rather quickly. You'd understand this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. He's telling me that you're either you're rushing to get somewhere very quickly, or it's almost like you're always late. Would you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Right. Because he's telling me that you need to have a bit more time, okay? Just that little bit more time. He's saying more pace, less pace, I think is the saying.
What?
I think the saying, I could be wrong, but he's talking about more pace, less haste, I think. Or it could be the other way around. I think it's something like that, anyway, because that's all I can hear from him saying, more pace, less pace. That's how he's saying it to me. My wife's looking at me going, I'm not sure if that's right, but I have to say it because that's what he's saying to me, okay? Right,
yeah.
Okay. Right, give it to me again then, okay? Right, okay. Right, thank you. Because he's telling me that you're so hyper in your rushing around that you're missing things. You're missing things out. You're missing, thank you. You're missing friends and stuff like that. You understand this?
Yes,
Okay. Right. So yeah, on top of this, okay, I'm just going to very quickly link to this, okay, because I've got a lady coming forward for you, because I seem to have a lot of ladies tonight, but a lady coming forward, so again, right, and she's telling me that she is connected to you via dad's side of the family. She's grandmother on dad's side of the family. Would you understand this?
I have had some people pass my mother's side of the family, yeah, my grandmother.
Right, but this is on your father's side. You understand this?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Right, okay. Now, she's talking to me about blonde moments, okay? Having blonde moments. So, I don't know if you're blonde, okay? Or if you're having... I don't want to sound this, make it sound really wrong, okay? Or rude. But do you find yourself... losing your mind a little. Do you understand this?
Like literally losing my mind, is something mentally wrong with me, or just sort of?
No, it's no, not mentally wrong, but you find yourself doing silly things or saying things that don't quite make sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if you're jumping around beating around the bush, or, but I guess that could definitely apply to me.
No. I'm trying. The terminology over here is having a blonde moment. Okay, and when we say that, it's talk about people that are blonde are not very good at explaining themselves, or say that sometimes they're saying things that aren't quite correct, but in a silly way, if that makes any sense. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm not being. Because this lady's coming in, and she's saying that sometimes you're having these blonde moments. You're missing the point. You're missing the point, she says. So you missed the point on things. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. That right. So I just wanted to clear that up. I'm not calling you stupid or anything like that. It's a terminology that we have over here. I'm just being said another term would be a bit dizzy. So spinning head, a bit dizzy. I'm going to back out of this. I'm digging myself in deeper.
it's okay.
Right. Okay. Right. She's just telling me, okay, before she backs up into the spirit world, okay, she's telling me that you need to trust in your inner instincts a bit more. Trust yourself, because you don't do this often enough. You'd understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thank you. And she's just saying you need to... Right, I think she's telling me to expand, okay? So you need to do this in order to get... Right, thank you. In order to get the things that you want, because sometimes you just back away in yourself. You just need to let go and do the things you need to do. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there for you before I dig myself in much deeper. But Michael is around you, and he's talking about this flash, this light, okay? When you see it, call out a name, and it'll happen again, okay? As confirmation, okay? So I want you to take Michael's love from the spirit world, and also the love from this lovely lady, this grand lady, okay? But you understand Mummy's on the earth plane as well. Do you understand this? Mummy's on the earth plane.
My mum's here, yeah. Yeah.
And this lady's also, I feel like she had a particularly nice connection with your mum on the earth plane when she was here. Because she's saying, can you just ask her to say hello to her for her as well, okay?
Oh, okay. Sure.
If that's okay. So. Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I have to. I'm going to end it there for you, sweetheart. So take her love. If you want to listen to this reading again, okay, and make a bit more sense of it, please go to the archives of mikespirit.com. Okay, and you can listen to it over and over again.
Okay. Is Michael? Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
I've got a question. Go on. You can go ahead.
I was wondering if Michael had anything to say about. And he'll understand this, about my car situation. We shared a bond over cars.
Right, okay, let me ask. Michael, right, he's still there. Car situation? Car situation? Right. Right. Is it your... Right, okay. What's that to do with then? I'm getting a couple of things here, okay? So hang on. Is it... What is... Okay. Are you looking at... your engine, because that's what I'm feeling.
Am I looking at what?
Are you looking at buying or changing your car? Is that
yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're looking at a car with a bigger engine. You'd understand.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. So again, what's the name? For the make. What's that? Right. Okay. He's saying about Chevrolet. Okay. Would that make sense to you?
I drive a Chevrolet now. It's a terrible, terrible car. It's not mine, but I drive it.
Okay. He's just talking... Right. Yeah, he's just saying that you need to change the car. Okay. Okay. Right. He's just saying she should go for the car that I would go for, and she would know what that is.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right.
I want.
But he's also just mentioning Ford as well, okay? But I don't feel it's the car. He just mentioned Ford for a cheaper alternative, I think he just said, okay? You understand me?
I do. I guess I didn't think about that.
Okay. The car that he's saying he should go for is a little bit more expensive than you could probably, I don't know, either afford. Does that make sense?
Unless I got a very used one, yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So he's saying You can go for the Ford because it's a cheaper alternative. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It does. It does.
Okay. And, go on.
One of his ex-wife and the wife he was married to when he died, the ex-wife contacted me yesterday, and I couldn't take the call. And I was wondering what she wants from me. And also I wanted to call his wife that he was married to when he passed, and I wondered, because she had reached out to me, I wondered how she would receive that. So I'm asking about both. I know you don't have much time, but...
Yeah, okay. I'll be honest, I'm not getting anything about that at the moment, okay? But maybe you can come back at another time, and maybe I can link in again for you.
Sure.
Yeah?
Okay.
I don't want to answer it. I do, you know, I'd love to answer it, but Michael is not, his essence is fading into the spirit world. So, and I don't really want to call him back. He uses a lot of energy, okay? I would be happy to answer that next time, okay, for you?
Okay. All right. It was wonderful to have a reading, and a connection was amazing.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. So just before we go to the next caller, somebody has just put into the chat room that, and in fact, hello trees, okay. Hi folks, I love trees. Well, actually, trees, I do actually read people's trees as a reading. I get people to draw a picture of a tree and I do tree readings, and it's a fascinating way to do it. I'm actually currently writing a book about this, and I do also do readings live on Skype. And you can email me if you want a reading from me, okay? Go to my website, www.nick-humphries.com. Okay, you can go to buy a reading, and when you send the payment through, send a description of the reading that you want. So say, I want a tree reading, okay? And then you email me at info@nick-humphries.com. Okay, all this information is on my website, and you can email me, okay, your picture of a tree. Now, if you want to do this, what I would say is use an A4 piece of paper and a pencil. And I would say use the A4 paper however you want to, landscape or portrait. And just sit back and imagine what your tree would look like. Now, if that tree is a part of a picture where you might have symbols and whatever it is or a background to it, then draw it on the paper. If you have things in the tree, draw it in the tree. If you have things above the tree, draw it above the tree. It doesn't matter, okay? It's a fascinating insight to you, okay? They're an essence of you from your birthday to the very time that you are now, the very age and the very pathway that you're on now. It's a really great way, and I would love to do a tree reading live on the air, actually. So if you do want a tree reading, okay, maybe we can do this next week. If you email me, okay, email me your reading at info@nick-humphries.com. If you put your name and your area code, okay, and your Skype name if you've got a Skype, maybe you can call in next week, and then I can do the reading and then you can confirm the stuff that I say. Maybe it's a different way we could work next week, just as a bit of a laugh, okay? Well, not a laugh, but as a bit of interest. So email me your picture, okay, of a tree to info@nick-humphries.com. Contact me through Facebook at International Medium Nick Humphries and go to my website, www.nick-humphries.com. Just hang on, I'm being messaged. I'm just being told that actually we could probably add webcam to this as well. So you can see the points that I'm talking about. Okay, I can show you and you can see me. Oh, God, that's a scary thing. Should we do that? That sounds like a great idea. So next week, email me your trees. I'm going to get inundated. But I would only do as many as I can, okay? I would do it for 1 week and 1 week only. But I would also like some donations as well. That would be really great. So let me go to the last track of the evening, have a sip of my boiled water, and I'll come back and I'll do some more readings. I know we've got Mary Lou, I believe, is online next. We'll go to her in a minute after the next track. And I shall speak to you all, my lovelies, in a moment.
Nobody else here, baby. No one here to blame. No one to point the fingers. It's just you and me and the rain. It's the black leading the blind. It's the stuff. It's the stuff of country sun. If God will send his angels, and if God will send a sign, and if God.
Guys in the chat room, and it's particular Rihanna, that was You Two, and If God Would Send Me His Angels. It's a beautiful track, I'm a very musical man. I used to play bass in a couple of bands back in London back in the time, so yes, that was You Two, and I like playing a lot of B-sides, so you just need to listen in more often. So Rihanna, are you friends with me on Facebook? If so, if not, why not? So Yeah, find me on Facebook. So, yeah, so guys, just to recap, okay, that yes, I am planning on coming over to the United States next year. I do need help. I'll be honest, I need your help. I need your help. So if you are in the States and you'd love for me to come over to your part of the world, okay, or in Canada even, or India or anywhere like that, let me know, okay? Info me the information, okay, about what you'd like me to do out in the States, and I can then set up a pattern. I can then work out how long a period of time I'm going to have to be over there, and so on, and I then start booking the work that I need to do, and so on. So, yeah, it's just great. I am being messaged. I'm being told my garlic bread is going cold, but never mind. Actually, no, it's a tad hot. That's what I'm being told. So, let's go back. I'm just in the state. Oh, my producer just said he's in the state. Oh, he's not in the States. He's in the state. Bless. I do work him hard. Oh, we love you. So, let's go to the next caller then. I know they're eagerly waiting, and I believe it's Mary Lou.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Mary. How are you? Or should I say Mary Lou? Mary Lou, how are you?
I'm good. I'm working. Great. My computer just crashed, so I'm going to take a break.
Okay. So, obviously, Mary Lou, you are the Mary Lou that I know via Facebook. So, whereabouts are you, actually? Because I don't know that.
New Orleans, Louisiana. It's in
New
the
Orleans. Gulf. Oh, right. Okay. Yep. You are breaking up slightly, so... let's see what we can do for you. How can I help you this evening?
I would just like any message from Spirit.
Any message from Spirit. Okay, right, let's see what we get. Okay. Can you come forward? Okay. Right, thank you. Do you know, I said this earlier. I seem to be having a lot of ladies come through from Spirit World this evening. And once again, I have a lady coming forward in the Spirit World connected to you, Mary Lou, okay? Right, thank you. Lovely lady, okay. Now, she would have carried just a little bit of weight in her life on the earth plane. You'd understand this, okay, with this lady. Thank you. But I do want to put this lady in... what
Sorry,
was that?
Sorry, your tell time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay, thank you. Mary Lou, would you understand... this lady is talking to me about mum, okay? So I feel like either she's mum or grandmother connected to the mum's side of the family. Would you understand this?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, sort of. But you have to also remember the fact that this lady is telling me that she wasn't slim, but she'd carried just that little bit of weight. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she would have had long hair, this lady, okay? And I want to say, actually, it's lovely looking long hair as well. You'd understand this as well?
No, but go ahead.
Bear with me then, okay? Right, thank you. She's just telling me, okay, that she would have tried to grow her hair long, okay? She would have tried to grow her hair long.
Okay.
Okay? And she never seemed to have got there, okay? And what she's saying to me now is that actually now she's in the spirit world, she's managed to grow her hair long, so she's actually quite happy. Right, thank you. But she's also talking to me about the fact that, I'll own up to this part because I do know little bits about you, okay? I know that actually you are a very busy lady, okay? You'd understand this as well.
Yes.
Okay? Because she's just saying to me, oh, she's busy. Now, I'm to the listeners, I do know this already, okay? Right, thank you. But she's also telling me that you need to be strong, okay? Right, thank you. And you need to keep fighting with what you're doing because it's... okay, thank you. It's for a great cause. Now, I know this already, okay? So, give me a bit more, sweetheart. Who? Jeff. Who? Jeff. She just said the name Jeff. Okay, would you understand a link to Jeff?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But maybe down the road.
Is that? Hang on, let me ask. Is that to come or is that past? Say again? Okay. Right, okay. Okay. Yeah, it's to come. Okay, Jeff is to come. Okay? So this is going to come up. Right, say again? Okay. She's also talking about different months here as well that are quite important to you, okay? Okay. Again, she's given me August, okay? Okay. And she's also talking about October. These are quite important months around the family, okay? So that either birth, death, marriages, or some sort of celebration going on around that time. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Both death and birthdays.
Death and birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, okay. And you also understand that actually, because peering around the corner from this lovely lady, because this lady is quite tall as well, you'd understand this.
I'm not sure who this lady is, but go ahead. The more information you give me, the better I'll figure it out.
Okay. And you're connected to mum's side of the family? Yes. I feel like she's telling me she's connected to the mum's side of the family, okay? Right, okay. Right, okay. But I want to go back in the family, and because she's talking to me about descendants, okay? When I look at her, she does have this appearance about her, okay? And she has an appearance of somebody that would be into either Wicca or something like that, okay? So would you understand this?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. I am going to go ahead because she's telling me lots of stuff, okay? Okay, thank you. She's telling me this is where you need to be going. You need to be going along the Wicca line, okay? So you need to be looking into, it's not black magic, it's just Wicca. Not pagan, it's definitely not pagan, because I'm asking if she means pagan. She said, no, it's Wicca. So you need to be looking into the background of the Wicca or Wiccan, okay? Is this something that you would be interested in?
No, it's not something that you resonate with when being raised Catholic.
Okay.
Catholic, pagan as I'm going.
Okay. So this is something that you're not interested in at all.
I'm interested in spirit, but not Wicca.
Wicca is spirit.
I know, but it does. It's not my thing. I just don't feel the inclination to learn more.
Okay, I'll tell you a very, very quick story, okay, before I continue with your reading. Years ago, I was asked if I would ever consider being a trance medium, and I said, hell no, okay, because it would frighten the living daylights out of me, okay? That was 5 years ago, okay? And what do I do now? I am actually classed as a trance medium, okay? And I absolutely love it. So you can never, ever say no to something that actually you will be fantastic at, okay? This lady is coming forward, and I feel actually she's talking about the fact that, right, that she is connected to the family, but there is this cut-off as well. So maybe this lady is actually somebody that's going to be, wants to work with you and guide you in that way, okay? But I do also have this lady here as well that is saying that she's grandmother, okay? Right, okay. For some reason, this other lady that's now stepping in is showing me, and she's shaking her head at me, and she's making me more aware of her ears, okay? And I'm seeing dangly earrings. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay, I'm not sure what the connection is here, but I'm also, she is linked to a gentleman that's in the spirit world, so that's weird, that would be grandfather as well. You'd understand this.
Okay. Both of my grandfathers and grandmothers are in spirit.
Right. Okay. Right. And the grandfather that's here is just talking to me, and he's saying, I'm the taller one. So you understand
that?
Okay.
There is a taller one.
Sorry, say again?
There is a taller one.
Okay. He's telling me, I'm a way of you recognizing this is the taller one, he's saying to me, okay? Okay. I want to put this grandfather to the father's side of the family. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Right, okay. Right, he's just telling me, and he's recapping, he's like, you need to keep doing what you're doing. That's what he keeps saying to me. Right, okay, thank you. But he's also talking about the fact that you can't let others keep getting you down. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But, thank you. Right. but also you need your space. You need space, he's telling me. You need space. Space where you can be in a place where you can concentrate a bit more. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Right. Right. He's telling me, actually, that you start something and then your concentration is diverted, okay? Periodically, okay? So it's periodic stuff that's happening. Do you understand this as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, give me a bit more. Right. Give me, what's that? Right. Right, okay. You're showing me lots of documents that you're filling out. You're having to fill out lots of documents. And it's, right, thank you. He's telling me you're getting bored of this. You understand this?
Yes. Yeah.
Very repetitive, he's telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. He's telling me you've sent... how many? Say again? Is that half a dozen or a dozen? Okay, he's telling me that you sent half a dozen already this week. You understand this?
Not specifically this week, but I've sent out some over the course of time.
Okay. Right. Say again. Can you just show me that again? I'm asking him to show me some because he's showing me a letter here, okay? What's that? Right. Okay. Oh. Okay. Have you... Now, I know for the callers and listeners out there, okay, I know what sort of stuff that you're trying to get into or trying to organise, okay? But this letter... at the very top, and I don't know if this is going to be of interest to you, okay? But it looks like it's got UNICEF at the top of it. UNICEF, okay? So have you been dealing with the UNICEF company or organization?
No, not at all.
I don't know what it is you do fully, okay? I don't fully understand what it is you do, but, okay, and he's pointing to the UNICEF. He's telling me, go to UNICEF, okay? So maybe this is something that actually you should be looking at.
Okay.
Okay, as an idea, okay, right, okay, right, okay, and it's like, can I have a look at that again? Can I actually hold that? Can I have a look? Thank you. Right, it's got UNICEF plus, but the plus is the plus sign, not the word. Okay, UNICEF plus, so look on the internet, maybe see, there might be something like that on the internet, I don't know, okay? Give me a bit more. Right. Right, thank you. And I'm being told that funding is going to come through UNICEF or a big organisation like this. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Because you've been looking for funding, you understand this?
Yes, I have.
Right. So you need to go to this bigger company and, right, it's a big, okay, thank you, it's a charity. It's just making me aware it's a charity. UNICEF is a charity that they will be happy to help. Okay, what's that? Okay, right, okay, right, but you're also having to travel to a different state with this as well. You don't understand this?
I don't understand it yet, but I will when it comes.
But yeah, you'll have to remember this then, because it's telling me that actually you will have to go to a different state for a meeting or to get something off the ground in another state. So it could be that you set something up where you are now and then it progresses to somewhere else, okay?
What I'm trying to fund would take place in another state.
Oh, okay, because you're talking about other states. There you go. That's enough for me. Okay. Give me a bit more, then, and we're closed in. Okay, what's that? Right. Okay. He's talking about a necklace that you wear, okay? Or you have. He's telling me actually it looks, he's just saying it looks really pretty, but he's giving me an indication that actually it might be one of your mum's necklaces. You understand this?
I don't own anything of my mom's and I barely have any jewelry.
I need to get confirmation.
Maybe
okay. No, I want to get confirmation. What are you showing me that for, sweetheart? What's that? You're showing me the chain, yep. Okay. Right. Okay. Oh, okay, my mistake. It's talking about the chain that your mum is wearing. Okay, I don't know if you're in contact with your mum or if you can find this out. But he's talking about the chain that your mum is currently wearing, okay? He's saying it looks pretty and it's one that he would have bought for her, okay? I don't know if you understand that.
Okay, so you're talking about my dad now?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
Okay.
No.
She does love jewelry. She's a jewelry person.
Sorry?
My mom is a jewelry person.
Okay. But he's talking about jewelry, okay, or a necklace that he would have brought. This is your grandfather talking about this, okay?
Okay.
So, wearing it. Even as I speak, she's currently wearing it, okay? Maybe you can find out. Oh, call her, find out, okay? But I'm gonna leave it there, okay? Because I think I might have another caller.
Thank you, Nick.
Obviously, I'm aware that some of the stuff you didn't understand. Listen to the archives, and maybe you should just look into the Wicca stuff, okay? Just to...
That particular aunt, I think there was some kind of a connection between Wicca and where she lived. But that aunt was Baptist, born again.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I can't make sense of these things. It's not for me to do. I'm only here as a messenger, okay? So you need some then... Go away if you've written notes or listen to the archive, and then you can go, actually, this actually means this. And some of the stuff that mediums say doesn't come to light until probably 2 or 3 weeks' time, when actually it just clicks. You just go, actually, do you know what? I've just remembered. Okay, so maybe that's what it is.
Cool. Thank you.
I'll speak to you on Sunday.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Yes, sweetheart. Thank you. So, do you know, we should never, you know, I was told years ago that I should look into doing trance, and I'll go, hell no. You know, what do I want that to happen to me for? I don't want that. You know, that's bonkers. That's mad. But actually, it's the most powerful and it's the most beautiful thing that I've ever, ever done in my entire life. Apart from, you know, watching my kids being born and getting married to my beautiful wife. But having unconditional love from pure essence of spirit coming into my body to talk to their loved ones is absolutely, absolutely magical. And it's something I always recommend and teach. So there's somebody in the chat room called Nikota777. They're saying, can they ask a question? Are you asking? If you want to ask a question in the chat room, please go ahead. I think I've got time for one more caller, really, because I've run out of music. Let's go to the next caller, and I think it's area code 614.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Erica. This is my first time calling in.
Welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio, in the States.
Ah, in the States. Woo. Yes, we get a lot of people from the States calling in, which is great. No, I'm not going to sing to people. People in the chat room are asking me to sing, so no, I'm not going to sing. So you've never done this before? Have you ever had a reading before?
It's been a while, but I want to also thank you for the music that you played. Those were like two of my favorite songs.
Oh, which ones were they?
Huh?
Songs were they? Bob Marley and the U2 one, was it?
I love the first one. The old one was a very classic. The one you played before U2.
Yep.
Song or whatever. I haven't heard that in so many years. And U2 is just my favorite band all around.
I think they're everybody's favorite bands. And if they're not, then why not? Because they are fantastic. So how can I help you this evening?
I'm not really sure how you can help me, but let's see. I have a lost love life and trying to see if there's some interest from someone that lives close by where I live or anything that spirit may want to share. So I'm open.
Let me just recap. So, you broke up right at the beginning. So you've got a lost love life. Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, I haven't been involved with anyone for a while, but there is somebody I'm interested in that lives down the street from me. And I see them every now and then, you know, like when I go to the store, either they speak or they don't speak, and I catch them staring at me. So I'm trying to find out what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, because you actually see them in a grocery store, That's right. You understand this?
Do I what?
You see this person in a grocery store, so it's like I'm seeing fruit
like
and veg.
Like a convenience store, like a Turkey Hill, like a Kroger's, like a little convenience store where you get your gas at.
Okay, right. Okay.
Or they drive by, you know, by me in the car, like that.
Right. Okay. I'm just asking if there's any connection.
I see them out in front of their apartment complex, up front of their apartment, not like right out in front.
Okay. I'm just seeing if there's any a connection in the spirit world here for you. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Initials P.
See what we get. Okay, thank you. I've got a lady here coming forward, okay? Just briefly, before I carry on, I just want to say hello to my cousin who's just entered the chat room, okay? Tom Haler is my cousin, and he lives in Colorado. So, hi, Tom.
Okay.
Right, so I've got a lady here, okay? And, sweetheart, this lady, she's of medium height, okay? Or medium build. Well, not medium build, medium height. So, 5'6", that sort of height. And she's showing me the... she would have carried some weight as well when she was on the earth plane, but that's how she was, and she was gorgeous with it as well. Do you understand this? She was really lovely. She was bubbly with her personality. Do you understand?
Oh, yes. That's after having a bunch of cats. Some people gain a lot of weight, though.
Yeah. But this lady that I'll talk about, she's talking to me... thank you. And she's just saying to me, grandmother. So there's a grandmother link for you. Okay.
Yes.
And she's talking about mum as well. So not mum's in spirit, but mum. I don't feel mum's in spirit.
Grandmother was called mum.
Oh, okay. Right. Thank you.
Grandmother raised me, and then great-grandmother. One was called mom, one was called mommy. So I had the great-grandmother and the grandmother raising me in two separate households.
Right. Okay. But she's talking this lady. Okay. Indicating that she's grandmother, but she's also talking about mum. So I want to put this lady to mum's side of the family. Would you understand this? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Thank you. And she's talking about. Can you just say that again? Right.
Do
what? Right. So,
you're breaking
up. Sorry. Okay. I talk out loud to spirit. Okay. So I ask lots of questions to spirit. She's talking about boys. Okay. So there. Do you understand there are other boys within your family as well? You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we'll get to them in a minute. Okay. That's no problem. We're talking about this lovely lady now. Okay. Right, okay, thank you. Right, okay. She's talking about the fact that there is an attraction. Okay. Right, thank you. Right, okay. And she's just saying, you need a bit of duck's courage here. Okay, you need to take the plunge, you're saying. You understand?
Pick a what?
Take the plunge. You need to approach this person about going out, having, you know, meeting up, that sort of thing. The person that you're interested in.
Are you being take the plunge, like go for it?
Yeah, go for it. Take the plunge. Go for it. Okay?
Okay.
Right, okay, thank you. But she's
That's a little confusing. You don't know, but before then, I don't know. I kind of got into it with the person in a confrontation a while back ago, but it's like in a better place now. You know,
right.
We're much more friendlier with each other, but in the beginning, we weren't.
Okay, I haven't finished yet, okay? Bear with me in this. Because
so I'm just kind of scared to approach him because I don't know how he's going to react towards me or if he had my thing. Does he have an interest in me? His name is Perry.
Okay, spare me this, because I haven't got much time left, okay? But she's also talking about the fact that you are a very busy lady as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and she's indicating to me that the person that you're interested in, there may be a third party involved here. Do you understand as well?
Involved what?
There could be a third party. She's indicating to me there could be a third party. So... this person could already be in some sort of a relationship with somebody else. You'd understand this.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm only saying could be, because either it's coming to an end or it's the situation isn't quite right just yet, but she's also just saying to me again that, thank you, that you need to take the plunge. You need to ask him and find out for real what's going on. Okay, that's what she's saying to me.
How soon?
Okay, in her speak, as soon as you like. Okay, so as soon as you want to. Okay, but also be aware that she knows that you are a very busy person, and sometimes you need to sort out your busyness before you can move on to something else. Okay?
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now she's also talking about the boys. Okay, the boys in the family. So these are, I feel like, have you got brothers?
My uncles are like my brothers. Yes. Yeah.
And she's indicating that there are three of them. Do you understand this?
That they're what?
There's three of them.
Now, yes.
Right. Okay. Right. She's
three
talking
left now.
Right. She is talking about the middle one. The middle one. Okay. Because
right.
She's holding three fingers up, and she's showing me the not the middle finger in the rude sense, but she's showing me
right.
the middle finger. Okay. Right. What about the middle one? Okay, he needs to be careful. He needs to be careful. Either he's getting himself into a little bit of trouble or something like that, but he needs to be careful. You understand this?
Okay. In regards to what, though, does he need to be careful of?
What's he doing, sweetheart, that he needs to be careful with?
He owns a business and runs it, so...
Right, okay. What's he... Okay. Right. He needs.
Is it driving or? That's my first thought.
No. He needs to be careful with the business. So either the cash flow isn't as good as it should be, okay, or he's spending too much money in a particular area of the business and not concentrating on the other parts which keep it ticking, okay? That's
okay.
what she's in. So he needs to need to be careful.
Okay.
Thank you. But she said she doesn't want the resources to dry up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What else you want to give me, quick? Okay. Right.
Wow.
She's also just said that you're quite a flamboyant person. You understand this as well.
Anything else they want to say? What were you saying? You're breaking up a little bit. So it's something with the perception and how you come across. And I mean, I'm on a cell phone too, but. It breaks up a little bit, I notice, when you're talking.
Yes, sweetheart. My apologies. It could be the network, okay? But she's talking about
okay.
that you're quite a flamboyant person. You know, you're full of energy. You don't understand this.
I'm a what?
You are full of energy.
Oh, yeah. For now.
Yeah.
Sometimes not.
Just saying to share this energy with others. Okay? You don't understand
yes.
this.
Yes.
Okay. Because the technical difficulties we're having here, I'm going to end the reading here, okay?
Okay. Do you have any recommendations when you hang up for what people can do to increase their gifts? I am a Pisces, so...
Increase the gift in what?
Work on their gifts, how they can work on their gifts like you did, like you said in the previous conversation with the other caller.
Yeah,
You have way more advantage to you available, I would think, maybe in the UK than what we have here in the US, so.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. If I end this reading now, okay, and then what I'm going to say afterwards, okay, because I've only got a couple of minutes left, okay? So if I end it, just keep listening to the radio, okay, or your PC, and I'll explain it very quickly so it helps everybody, okay? Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you, Nick. Have a good day.
Yourself. Okay, that's quite an interesting question, okay? How do I get develop myself a bit more? Yeah, you know, I saw spirit when I was very small, but I still had to develop, and I still have to develop even today. I still have to sit for spirit. So the way that I would say is to find time for yourself, okay? Listen to some nice, gentle music and relax within that music. And then what I would do is to learn about your chakra points. So there are many books, okay, about this. It's a bit hard to go into within the minutes that we've got left, okay? But we have to really sort of open ourselves up and accept, actually, there is another connection we can make, another way that we can talk to people, you know, and that's the spirit world, okay? And because they've got great stuff to tell us and guidance. But we have to learn about our chakras. We have to learn about balancing our chakras and opening and closing them up. We have to trust in spirit, and we have to ask them to come forward. But also, if there is a spiritual center around you or a meditation center around you, to go there and learn about meditation, spiritual awareness. There are things that I'm trying to do on Sundays, okay? There's a site called anymeeting.com, okay? And it's www.anytimemeeting.com/awaken, which is AWAKENOLA1, okay? Sundays at 6 o'clock Central Time, okay? But what you do is go on to that, and we are going to start doing a development group online, okay? So it'd be interesting. Come along to that, and this week we're going to talk about bringing the spirit closer to us, opening up our chakras and so on. So I'm going to leave it there, guys, okay? Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your calls, okay? Don't forget that I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host. It's my international medium page or my website, www.nick-humphreys.co.uk. No, it's not, .com. But I'm going to leave it there. So love and light to you, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.